Hey, how are you doing?
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLI Radio, and I'm getting. And today's my guests are Amy Ligner and Michelle Hurst, and I'm getting them all on the line. I had a little trouble with Skype this morning; it didn't want to play very well. And anyway, Amy, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well, Robert. It's Sunday morning, so I don't think the computers want to work. They want a day off.
I think mine does. You there, Michelle? Hello, Michelle.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
How are you?
Good. This here is going to be a Skype call, and there's going to probably be some things that are just not playing well today because I went to get on Skype, and I had nothing. But I want to introduce my two guests, Amy Ligner and Michelle Hurst. Michelle's the author of Elabara, and Amy is the author of The Angel Chronicles, editor and a ghostwriter. And together, they make a unique pair to expand your wisdom about writing. They're very wise and beautiful goddesses. Good morning, both. How are you?
Morning.
Hi, Michelle.
Amy, you there?
Michelle.
It's probably afternoon for Michelle because she's in South Africa.
It's late afternoon. The sun's going down here.
All right. It's good afternoon to the rest, to Michelle, and good morning to Amy. Now, Amy and Michelle, you two have known each other and worked together quite often. So tell about the experiences, how your collaborating together has actually expanded both of you. Michelle, you can go first.
How they've expanded me. Well, I'm the learner and Amy's the teacher. That's how it's working between us. I send my work to Amy and she fixes all the messes I make. Amy's basically the golden touch to my work. She's my editor. And over the past 2-3 years that I've known her, she's also become our best friend and basically just fixes everything that I mess up on. So, yeah, without Amy, my books wouldn't be readable at all to the public.
I can relate to that. Amy also edits my... But, Amy, how is the editing actually and the proofreading and getting people to proofread your books actually important to expand the sales of your books?
Well, number one, an editor is no good unless they have very good material to work with. So Michelle does not give me messes. She gives me fantastic stories that the public has to read. I mean, they have to. As much as you wanted to read Harry Potter, you need to read Michelle. And Rob, same with you. The stuff that you send me, these people have got to read. So an editor is no good without getting material that they can work with. Trust me.
Now I'm going to ask you both this. How is it that you both become writers and it just took the time to have the wherewithal and the fortitude to sit down and start writing and trust your abilities? How is it that trusting your writing abilities will expand the writer themselves?
Amy, you go first.
Okay. Well, guys, you know, out there, there are millions of people who want to write. And everybody has their own problems where there's no time. You're raising kids. You're going to work. It's almost impossible to do. But trust me, if you have that inside of you, you know it. You want to say something. You have something to say. And you've got to go with it. You know, find a way, do an hour a day, do a half an hour a day. Just be able to sit down and put it down on paper.
And, Michelle, how is it being willing to sit down and put your stuff on paper no matter what happens?
Well, it's basically the same as Amy has said, but it goes a step further because the writing's not going to happen. Because you can write all you want and you can write your heart out, but if you don't have someone like Amy, for instance, behind you saying, don't worry, you're going to get there one day, you're to stop writing eventually and think, oh, woe me, I'm not going to get there. But then you've got her rooting in the ground saying, don't worry, you're going to get there, your book's great. And you need people like that to just help you along the road when they bumpy. You can't do this alone. Author is not something you do alone.
And that's with everything. Now, Amy, you've read Michelle's book, Vella Barra, and her short stories. Tell people what they would experience when they read Michelle's books.
You're going to experience fantasy, guys, and that's, let's be honest, that's what we need right now. There is a very big reason why YA is the biggest thing out there, and vampires and angels and fairies and leprechauns and everything else, the encouraging world right now. Let's be honest. We're all trying to keep our heads above water, things like that. And when you come across a book that will take you away from all this and give you something to dream about and give you something to wish for and hope for, and you know, you get on with these characters and you fall in love with them and you want to know what's going to happen to them, it takes you away from reality for a little while. And I think in order to be happy, and you know, you need to get away from it all. And with Michelle's books, you're taken to a completely different place and you don't want to put it down. And that's exactly what you want from a book. So, you know, you're going to experience fantasy and dreams, and that's what you need.
And now, Michelle, you've read Amy's writings and Amy's works. Tell people what they're going to experience when they read Amy's stuff. Amy's excellent writings.
They're going to be smiling, grinning from ear to ear. Until Next Time, which is the first book in the Angel Chronicles, that one's just amazing. And just going to Amazon and linking onto it, you'll see there's already 80 reviews on it. I mean, that book is selling like hotcakes. It's the next best thing. And you can't help just falling in love. And she better get book two done soon, because I'm having withdrawal symptoms on my side. And I've had the privilege of reading another one, which is going to be finding publishers soon, which is a hot romance for the adults. And that one, it just sweeps you away to what the world needs now. And that's just good old romance. And that's not out there anymore. People just tend to go with just the hot and steamy, where this book is just a good old romance. And Amy she manages to capture the heart and soul of her characters. And that's what I love about her writing. And then when you look at 13, that's just adventure and thrills. And if you've got need for adventure, Amy just, in every book she writes, everything is different. You're not going to get the same thing in every book. So it's also there. Like I said, you can learn a lot from her.
But, you know, people are writing novels and fictions, but how is actually a fiction tied into real life? Like Vella Barra, that is about a romance novel with young adults, but how is it really like real life? Amy and then Michelle, you both can comment on it.
Amy, well, you should first.
Vella Barra pulls you right in. I mean, and it is like real life. I mean, if you guys have teenagers at home, you know exactly what they're going through. I have a teenage daughter, so I know exactly what she's going through. And it's no surprise that Edward and Bella got really big, and it's no surprise that these romances for young adults got big, because things, you know, they're going through a tough time too. We're the adults, and we're going through a tough time paying the bills, but they're going through a very tough time out there trying to find their, just like Vella Barra, help them. Just because it's a different world, it's still the same emotions that we all feel, and it brings the kids out. And believe me, to see a teenager read a book instead of or play a video game, I'm telling you, that's one of the most beautiful things in the world to see. And Michelle writes the books that make them read, and that's what we want our kids to do, guys, is read. Get away from the cell phones and get on a book.
And, you know, that's something that probably is. And now, Michelle, when somebody chooses to engage in your writings, and you also can write short stories for other people, I understand now. When people read your book, Valabara, how will that draw them in and see a new way for even their own personal life?
Well, I just had a review from a person, and they looked at Valabara from a different perspective. They didn't look from the romantic side at all. And they saw it actually as you would see it in the everyday life, with the way the main character, Alkira, struggles through the whole book and came out on the other side, and also with the end of the world coming, hopefully not on the 21st of December this year. We'd still like to see the sales coming in. But they actually saw that part, and everybody struggles through their own life with their own problems. And Valabara just shows you how she did it, and no matter what she went through, she actually got through it in the end. And that was the moral of the story with Valabara. No matter what she did, she had a support system in place, and she did it. And with book two, which will come out hopefully next year, you'll see it continues, and she'll just grow stronger through it all. But that's what I'm trying to reach through to the young adults, that no matter where you are, you're going to make it.
Now, with the book Valabara, Michelle, you're in the process of getting that republished, are you not? Am I understand?
Yes, actually, that's the big announcement I've got. I've actually signed the contract today. I'm sitting with it in front of me. I've signed with new publishers, which is Ring of Fire Publishing, and that ebook and book publishing. So it won't just be the electronic format, but we'll be seeing it on the shelves as well soon. And so if people want to hold the actual book in their hands, they're going to be able to do it real soon.
Well, that's congratulations to you. And I also congratulate you for having the courage to change, to expand into a new publisher and let go of the old publisher. That takes courage, because it's out there and you want to, and you have a desire, but when the publisher lacks a desire to expand your book, it's kind of a tough situation for you.
It is, but you just need to know when to take the next step, and when opportunity comes along, you need to take it on with both hands and decide and say, well, there it goes. I should have.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda. And now,
yeah,
with the Ring of Fire, that'll be available on Kindle, the Nook, and probably Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all the fashionable places to buy books.
Yes. Yes, it will be.
And see, it wasn't and there. Go ahead.
So you, no, and it will get a new cover as well. We're going to be doing a whole new launch.
Well, and really, it's a new book then. And now, Amy, the Angel Chronicles and Talent and Lowry 13, which is Amy is the author of, and she's got a new book she wrote 600 pages on. I don't know what that is, but Amy, where's your books available besides, and Amy's also with the writer, therightcompanion.com, so you can go there and check her out, but where's your books available at?
Well, the Angel Chronicles was published by Tribute Books, which is a young adult publisher, and that is everywhere. No Kindle, all over the place. There'll be a paperback copy coming out as well. And then number two is going to go to the presses in 2 months. And then my 13 book, Talent and Lowry, is a seven book series. And it looks like I found a publisher that I really, really like. Not yet, because we're still working through some things, but we're going to relaunch it as 7 books, and that'll be in paperback, hardcover, and the ebooks, of course. And then the romance novel that I just wrote looks like it may end up with Ring of Fire. So we'll see.
Now, people, if you're listening, do you see the talent in these two ladies and the writing prowess they put forth? And it'll open your mind, because life is a fiction. It's how we look at the fiction of life. And it's really a forthright intrepid collaboration of talisman innovation, opening new ways to experience life. That's all fiction is. It's about expanding your life, and these two ladies have an expanding mind. Together, they put out a double inertia, really expanding you and the world. So anyway, when you two sat down to write, what is something that you do that's unique that would help people learn how to write?
Amy, you go there.
Oh. Okay.
I like saying that.
I don't want to interrupt you. With me, it comes in a wave, Rob. You know that. Every once in a while, out of the blue, I will get an idea, and I have to sit down immediately and start fleshing that out. And that's what happened with that romance novel. It came at me by mistake because I don't actually write romance novels. And I wrote it over about a three-day weekend because I couldn't stop writing about these characters because they couldn't get out of my mind. So that's the same way that happened with 13. That character came upon me one day when I was at my 9-to-5 job, and I couldn't stop. So it comes out of the blue for me. I can't plan. I'm not a good planner as far as when I should sit down and write. It'll overwhelm me, and then I have to write. So I really think that just something gets in there, and I have to speak their minds and introduce the world to these characters. And then once you start, you can't stop.
And what Amy said is you have to be willing to write when wisdom appears. How is that for you?
I didn't sit and write. I don't need wisdom there. Now, in my case, I don't need to sit down and jot down what I'm going to do. Or plot of things, which in most cases, some writers, I think it depends from writer to writer how you're going to sit down and write. In my case, I just need some silence and my laptop needs to be charged. And that's me. With those two things and Amy on the sideline, then I'm fine. Then I just write the story.
And if you want any editing done, and the Skype sometimes plays a little games with us here, and that's what just ringing is, just the dropouts are just to expand our mind. We have a caller on the line. How do you feel about taking a call?
As long as Amy answers.
Okay, here we go. 799-435, you're on the air with Amy and Michelle. And who's calling and where are you calling from?
Oh, this is A.T. Russell, and I'm calling from Chicago.
Okay, and what's your question for Amy and Michelle?
Well, I don't have a question. I just got the breaking news that Michelle is going to join Ring of Fire, so that means she'll be a partner with me, and I wanted to congratulate her and give her a welcome.
Oh, that's nice.
I know A.T. very well. Yes, I know A.T. very well. We've been writing together, actually.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Hi, A.T.
How
are you, A.T.? How
you doing?
Fine, and you? It's good to hear your voice.
And yours as well, yours as well. Amy, I'm not going to take up too much of you guys' time, but Amy, I certainly hope that you work things out and come aboard with us. Michelle, I am very happy that you're going to be with us, and best wishes, honey, best wishes.
Thank you, hon.
And now I have a question for you, sir. How is it to write with Michelle and tell people about her talent?
Well, actually, it's a joy. Michelle is one of the people that I've met in the past 2 years that is very supportive. She's very talented, first of all. I think you're able to determine that. And just having someone like her, her personality, her character, the way she writes, I mean, if you want to work with someone, you want to work with someone like Michelle.
And I want to thank you. And also, it's a great honor to interview and have you on the call and explain and exploit Michelle's talents. And it's also always an honor and a privilege to have Amy and Michelle on a call because they enlighten me as the radio show host. And I want to thank you for calling.
Hey, you're very welcome. Ladies, y'all have a great day, and welcome aboard.
Thanks, AT. Check soon.
And also, you know, when you sit down to write with a partner, Michelle, how does that actually expand the books and your talents and open you up into a new talent?
I must say, there I've learned a lot over the last 6 months, because it's actually seven of us writing on a certain book where it's seven stories. It's called 7DS. The first book that was launched, 7 Deadly Sins, and that went off so well, they've now made it a brand, the 7Ds. And me and AT is writing on two books, actually, the short stories. And what's great is if you run into a block, the others will take a look at your story and they'll help you along, and vice versa. So you get to grow a lot as a writer there and expand. And it's just great to be in a chat room with them.
And I want to really thank him for calling in. He sounded very astute and very wise. Now, Amy and Michelle, you live in South Africa, Michelle, and Amy's in New Mexico. It's kind of funny how it's kind of unique how the internet has brought the world together. But how has your friendship actually expanded your talents to know each other, and you actually are each other's teacher?
Amy, you go.
Okay. Michelle is just, to have someone like Michelle in your corner is amazing. I mean, you know, everybody has a bad day, and boy, I had a bad day, and this girl will say the nicest things about me or my writing, and she makes me feel like I'm doing the right thing. And she said earlier, and I wanted to comment on it, that you cannot be a writer alone. And that is so true. I know there's lots of people out there who love Virginia Woolf and A Room of Her Own and being all by yourself in a tower somewhere writing, but that is not how this goes. That's not how this works. To be able to have somebody behind you and a team and friends and people who can read your stuff and comment and help you through, it's an amazing thing. So it not only expanded the writing, just meeting her. I mean, we have plans to be at the New York Public Library one of these days, having a cup of coffee and having a book signing. So I'm looking forward to it.
We just need to get that plane.
When you both are having these, but, you know, we talked about this, and when it comes to writing and setting down, but how is everyday life actually the energizer and the life expanding experience to write your books? How does everyday life play into that for you two? Michelle?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Right?
Well, I use a lot of everyday life in my books, especially the last one I now had to write was obesity. And you can use a lot of your life experiences in the story to get you through it. And I'm not going to be mentioning a lot on there, but once you get to read the story, I think a lot of people in that type of situation will understand it. But, I mean, taking a gamble bar, for instance, it's life as it happens. But to get back to everyday life, I mean, me and Amy, we talk a lot. And I get to ask her a lot of questions as we go along, just to get through a normal sentence, or we just sit and we chat as such, just to the way. And I mean, a lot of the time as a writer, you don't sleep. You'll just go sometimes a week without sleeping, and it's great to have her in New Mexico with the time difference, and that's a great thing, because at 1 o'clock in the morning, yeah, she's wide awake on her side of the planet. So we kind of like good into each other's schedule time there. So no, she fits perfectly into my everyday life.
You don't get much sleep as a writer, that's for sure. If you want sleep, this is the wrong career.
Yes.
And Amy's been around the publishing industry for 20 years, so she's got a lot of experience just talking to her about that. Michelle, how has Amy's experience in publishing actually expanded you and opened you up to new ways to publish your books?
Oh, Amy is my Einstein in the publishing world. She's my never-ending source of info. No, without Amy, I wouldn't be where I am right now, because being from South Africa, there's no information on this side of the world. If you're going to start publishing from this side, you're not going to know where to go. There's me in publishing on a Google engine. It's like going into space. So knowing someone like her, that helped me a lot. I wouldn't have had Vilbara published in the first place without her, or edited her. So basically, I owe where I am to Amy at this point in time. She got me where I am. She basically weaned me and raised me to where I am right now.
She started with talent, Rob. That didn't have anything to do with me. She had it.
You know,
real talent.
See, sometimes all a talent needs is a little Energizer Bunny to take it forward. And now, Amy, you write articles for people, The Right Companion, you do editing, ghostwriting, and you're willing to share your wisdom with us.com or how can they get a hold of you on Skype?
Oh, God, this technology. The best way to get a hold of me ever is at amyligner@hotmail.com, because I'm on that thing all the time. And the last name is Lignor, and Amy is Amy. And I am on that thing constantly. The Right Companion is the website for the company. It is WRITE, just so everybody knows that it's not, going to get the Right Companion. And you can go on there and see everything. And all the books have websites and all that kind of stuff. But the best place to get in touch with me is at hotmail.com. And like I said, I'm on there 24/7. It's always open on the screen. So I'll always know when you send me a letter. And I'll help as much as I possibly can.
So, writing. And if somebody had some ideas in their head, how could you write help expand their book into a full-fledged novel?
Well, a lot of people have really great ideas, but they don't know where to begin. They sit in front of a blank computer screen, and it's just hard. So they can send me their ideas. It's so simple sometimes, because you can write the first 10 pages, and then the author comes up with an entire book just off those first 10 pages. People just need, I think, encouragement. Like Michelle said, have somebody behind you, and it makes you feel better about yourself, and you can actually sit down and write after that. So, you know, like I said, I'm here to bounce ideas off of. The last three people that I edited for got a contract as well, so I'm so absolutely excited for them. And it's just been such an amazing experience to be able to help people.
And now, Michelle, Vilbara is good at the Vilbara is at the Ring of Fire Publishing. When do you expect that to be available for people?
We don't have a release date as yet, but if they keep an eye on my Facebook page, Michelle Horst, or on Twitter, which is Alkira Forever, or Ring of Fire's Facebook page, they'll be able to see the release date coming up, or you. But we just need to get the cover in place, and then it should be soon. But we'll keep them posted.
All right. When Michelle's book gets ready to come out, we'll do a show so she has a promotion for it. And Amy, is a regular guest, and Michelle will be. And Amy's getting ready maybe to launch her own radio show. So anyway, we're going to expand the world through wisdom, but it's actually words that new words and new ways of wisdom will expand the world. And I want to thank Michelle and Amy both. So, Michelle, give people some words of wisdom, and then Amy, you give them some words of wisdom, and then I'll close out the show.
My words of wisdom is no matter how hard it gets, just keep on trying, because sometimes, well, the rest is going to keep on shining. Tomorrow will come, no matter what you do. Amy?
Do not give up at all. Do not give up, guys. There's somebody out there to help you, too. If it's me or somebody else, do not give up your dream, ever.
And this is Rob Wilson with NLI Radio. And that's a neuro-linguistic innovation. Words, neuro is the mind, and linguistic is the words, and innovation is you. Anyway, thank you both, you beautiful ladies, for being my guests, Michelle and Amy. And I'll be here Tuesday and Thursday. And thank you very much. And everybody have a good day.
Thanks, Rob. You too.